talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Silence is a cancer that grows. Good afternoon and good evening to what I hope is going to be somewhat of a special program. I am your host for the evening, Jeffrey Bennett. You are now tuned into Maggie Rose's new program. She is out taking care of some things tonight and next Monday. I am blanking. Oh, this is the kind of day I've gone through. Welcome to the Concord Lantern. You will have the advantage of listening to Maggie for 2 hours each Monday. I will be joining you Tuesday through Thursday during this same hour or same 2 hour set with the Edge of Darkness. But things come up, and glad to jump in, fill in. Program up through last Friday was called the Concord Hour. The problem is it's now a two-hour program. Maggie and I went back and forth for quite a while today looking and considering some options. The Concord Lantern hit me. Because the lantern, you see, indicates that the light is still on. And so long as there are those of us who are willing to fight for right, fight against wrong, and that you folks keep tuning in and hopefully join these battles, then the lantern is still on. Welcome and good evening. On this fourth day of December, 2023. About 3 hours ago, I was not sure, even though I'd committed to this set, that I was going to be able to make it today. A long involved story. The amount of work that I have been embroiled with at home for the last week or so has just beat the daylights out of me, to the point that I did not wake up until afternoon today. Now, you have to keep in mind, it's because I didn't go to bed till, I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I have no clue. I lose track. I don't pay attention to time when I'm busy doing things. Last Wednesday, I began at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, completely gutted the master bedroom in our home. And within 6.5 hours, all the furniture had been moved out, moved back in, moved. I completely redid the room. And it was done in about 6.5 hours. I actually slept there two nights, but that's because I had a good friend who stayed overnight over the weekend, and a guy who's done some work here at the home with me before. He's a blues musician. Personal friend of Charles Dickens, as I am. Three of us tend to get together fairly often. And I got home and got him home Saturday night. I got home a little over an hour later and kept working till 12, 1 o'clock at night that night. I completely tore our living room apart. Well, not completely, because I'm not tearing the bookshelves apart. They're 4 feet wide, 8 feet tall, and they're too damned heavy. And that began the project there. A carpet had not been cleaned that long ago, so it just needed a good heavy vacuuming, make preparations to move furniture around, et cetera, et cetera. And I made a decision to do something that my wife was kind of shocked at. We went out yesterday and bought a new sofa. I told her, she said, why? We want to move. I said, I don't care. I said, number one, who knows if we will move? Secondly, I'm sick and tired of this room being used as a trash room. This is a place for people put things because we don't use it very often. And I found two or three sofas that were kind of interesting. And I considered a hide-a-bed. And I looked at a couple of them online, but chose not to go necessarily looking for one when my wife and I went out yesterday. And then I came across this bed that was right next to one of the other sofas that I'd looked at. And once I looked at the real sofa, I didn't like it. It was too antiquated, although I'm considered that to be as well. And right next to it was this sofa with two prices on it. And this guy came over and I said, what's going on here? He said, well, one's just for the sofa. The other one is for a hide-a-bed. He starts walking me through the description of how this thing is manufactured. It is phenomenal. A much more upgraded mattress than you would normally get with a hide-a-bed. And I decided to spend the extra money to get it. And, of course, they're out of it. They've got 10 of them available, but they're all out of state. and they're getting one loaded. They're going to ship it down from Colorado, so hopefully we'll have it before Christmas, but it doesn't matter to me. This way I can now have my two younger grandkids to come over and stay with us again. So, I worked. And I worked again yesterday, and last night, finally passed out. Did a few things on websites, not as intense as I'd like to have gotten them done. I've got a few things done for the Kelly website for our Wednesday program to Health With You, which is going to be a very interesting program. I was sitting on a video that lasts about 40-some minutes, and it deals with chemotherapy, a subject I discuss quite often because of its dangers. And the gentleman being interviewed, certainly well known, he was a student of Dr. Kelly's, became quite famous on his own, Nicholas Gonzalez. The thing that's interesting is that the video was publicized to the public just days after the mysterious death of Dr. Gonzalez, a death that has still never been determined what was his cause of death. But at that point in time, he was one of 70-some-odd alternative medical practitioners who had died of mysterious circumstances. I will be in touch with Dr. Gonzalez's widow and letting her know what I'll be doing on Wednesday. So certainly hope you'll join us. But I'm not going to babble on for 2 hours. Just wanted to give you some introductions to what's going on with the program. And hope you'll continue to tune in to the Concord Lantern. And that's what it is. It's a lantern. The light is on. And we're working. Thanks for being with us tonight. A strange series of issues have come before me. I shouldn't say come before me, because we tend to live in the insanity of a perfectly good example is the intense invasion that is taking place in this country. We've got foreigners pouring over the border coming out of Canada. They're coming up through our southern borders. They're coming from a wide range of countries, some in Central and South America, many coming from India, intense numbers coming in from China. On the Edge of Darkness recently, we've spoken of how the Chinese are taking over businesses of a productive nature, meaning businesses that produce product. We are seeing them taking over public school districts around the country. And we've discussed some of these issues. In this particular piece that I'm going to share with you hit me hard for several reasons. One, because the basis of this story I'm about to share with you comes in Arizona, right here where I live. The thing that became even more interesting, or partially interesting, is the individual who was interviewed for this piece that was published yesterday is that she was a newscaster here in Arizona for years. Very lovely gal, intelligent gal, smart gal, who got fed up with what was taking place in the broadcasting industry and quit. She ran for governor. She lost the election. Well, that happened for several reasons. She ran as a Republican, also as a supporter of Donald Trump. But over the previous year to year and a half prior to that election, The state of California was seeing massive exodus from the people who lived there. They'd had enough. Outrageously expensive to live there. Many people sitting in homes worth $1.5 to $2.5 million. And they sell out and they come over here to Arizona and buy a bigger home with cleaner air, view of the mountains, blah, 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 for $500,000 to $600,000. Oh, honey, look at that. We can see the mountains. Ooh, isn't that nice? Oh, look at the coyotes coming down there. Well, I jest a bit, of course, but one of the things we had in our election in Arizona is fraudulent votes. Other votes that were legitimate that were just kind of shuffled off to the side and buried. We had a governor who won, who had been the Secretary of State, who should have stepped down from that position, although there's no legal requirement of it. Most people in this state will do the right thing. This Secretary of State did not. Still maintain it was involved, making sure all this nonsense was very well controlled. The biggest problem with all those who came over from California is they left California, which is run by demon craps, by the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, by the mentality of Pelosi. What was the name of the gal that just died at the age of 90-some? Who was brain dead. She shouldn't even have been sitting there. She was brain dead the last few months she was in office. She couldn't remember what she had just done. This is insane what's going on. And these people came over here from California, and once they signed on the dotted line for the purchase of their home and get mortgage in the whole 9 years, they run on down and re-register as Democrats. Well, Carrie Lake has continued to fight this, and they continue to decline her left and right. They find bogus excuses to show that there was no fraud, where in fact we know there was. She's now running for senator and wants to go to D.C. to represent this nation, or this country, and the state of Arizona. My reason for sharing this story with you has nothing to do with the fact that she's running for office. If nothing else, she's sharing the voice of what she left in broadcasting for so many years, trying to inform the people of what in the world is going on. She openly talks about Joe Biden and informs us that we must forget Biden inflation because we're facing Biden invasion. Carrie Lake says that the state of Arizona is being overrun by a foreign army of fighting age men illegally crossing the border from Mexico. She describes the surge in these migrants or invaders, as I prefer to call them, crossing the southern border as an invasion of, as I mentioned, a foreign army, fighting age men. And the migrant encounters have reached record levels. This state, Arizona, will be forever changed if action is not taken on the border crisis. John R. Modine, who is the chief patrol agent of the U.S. Border Patrol's Tucson sector, said for the week ending December the 1st, this is just days ago, for 1 week, there was a total of 17,500 apprehensions on the Arizona border in this region. And this is what I'm having to face each and every single day. The number of automobiles, not that most of these invaders are doing that, the number of cars from Mexico with Mexico driver's licenses on them, license plates, is becoming insane. Oh, these people just aren't up here for the weekend visiting some of their family members. Oh, no, this is becoming quite common. Kerry Lake said the worst border in the entire country is in Arizona and, in fact, is the Tucson sector. Some years ago, a good friend, who, by the way, Michael, I owe you a phone call from yesterday. I was supposed to call you after you got out of church. I think I finally had passed out. Michael lives in an area in Maricopa, Arizona, which has been horrendously and deeply affected by the invasions coming up from Mexico for years. Things that he, on his own, with no monies received or anything else, was constantly on the lookout. Not just sitting in his backyard having a smoke. No. He was out in the desert. He was looking. He was watching for these enemy invaders. And staying in touch with political idiots. Kerry Lake says this is not families coming across. And we do have those. But the majority of these people are fighting age men. We're watching as we are being invaded. We're seeing a foreign army basically pour across our border. This is insanity. She says, we talk a lot about Bidenflation, but we have Biden invasion happening on the border in this state. Now, earlier this year, the Daily Mail documented hundreds of African migrants crossing into the U.S. through Lukeville, Arizona, in broad daylight. And an ongoing diplomatic spat between the U.S. and Nicaragua meant that the latter country is now charging refugees a $160 entry fee, then turning a blind eye as the migrants head north towards the United States. And in September of this year, U.S. Customs and Border Protection data revealed that migrant encounters at the U.S. southern border hit an all-time high of 269,735, and that included 218,763 Border Patrol arrests at illegal crossing points. And another 50,000, almost 51,000 expulsions at the ports of entry. The record monthly figure brought the total number of migrant encounters for the recently concluded 2023 fiscal year to 2.48 million. The highest of any year on record. 2.48 million? And the year before it was 2.38 million. So, in effect, we've had roughly close to 5 million invaders breaking and entering, coming into this country. U.S. Customs and Border Protection data show migrant encounters at the southwest land border remained high, with 231,529 in October, 235,173 in November. And Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani of Arizona has called for the National Guard to be deployed to help deal with this spiraling migrant crisis. The Tucson sector, he said, is leading in encounters, and our agents and officers are overrun and undermanned. Ciscomani wrote to Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, who's a jerk, hours before the senators issued a statement revealing another popular port of entry would close amid the influx of arrivals. This guy Mayorkas has got to go. If Congress got off their rear end and got rid of this fruitcake over this weekend and forced him to step down, it's time for Mayorkas to step down. This guy has been nailed in Congress time after time after time, in many cases by Rand Paul, in other cases by other elected officials. And yet Mayorkas remains, because he just tells us that everything is just la-di-da. Ciscomani continues by saying that the situation is far past a breaking point. Those in the front lines of this crisis are in need of immediate support. 3,000 encounters seen at the Tucson Center last Thursday alone. And demanding immediate federal intervention, he says, we must be doing all we can to help our local communities, law enforcement officers, and CBP agents and officers. Because he says no one knows the gravity of the situation better than the local officials. The Lukeville port of entry is 150 miles west, and they've been similarly overrun. So Ciscomani tells Mayorkas, who assumed the top spot at Homeland Security in 2021, as you consider this request, I urge you to work with Governor Katie Hobbs, as well as Arizona County supervisors, mayors, and sheriffs. We've got some videos I'm looking at from last week showed human smugglers taunting news crews at the Arizona-Mexican border, blowing kisses at them while using power tools to saw holes in the wall. A fleet of SUVs belonging to a cartel pulled up to the border in Lukeville. 8 people were escorted out of the vehicles. Migrants, including a family and an elderly man with one leg, were assisted through a small gap in the wall by the smugglers. About 2 hours later, the cartel crew returned with electric power tools to cut a new hole in the wall. And they used electric saws and drills as well as a generator for the task before they began taunting the television crew. Sorry, folks, in the old days, it would have been legit to play open fire. And it needs to be done. This is appalling. Oh, it's happening in Texas, too. To a lesser degree, it's happening from Canada, coming into this country as well. The fact of the matter, it's overrunning this nation. Horribly, horribly. So it's a story that we continue to watch. At my request, I called my wife in my office the other night and said, I want you to get on the phone and call Elier. I'll finish this when we come back. Stick around. Jeff Bennett filling in for Maggie Rose.
You do not have a job for nothing. The bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I rolled out this morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. A single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger. Nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today. I'll come home this evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. care. How everybody learned to care. Oh, tell me, nobody was assassinated in the whole third world today. And in the streets of Ireland, all the children had to do was play. And everybody loves everybody in the good old USA. We sure could use a little good news today.
A little good news today. Something we badly need in this nation. It's horrific what I see going on. Ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas. Another 21 days. If it were not for the true meaning of Christmas, I would not care. I don't give a damn about setting up a Christmas tree, playing ho, 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 and all that business. Considering what we just spent the last 20-odd minutes talking about with the invasion, etc., let me ask you a question. What is the greatest threat to America? Oh, and by the way, if you just joined us, I am Jeffrey Bennett. I'm filling in for Maggie Rose tonight and next Monday. She's got some personal business she has to care for. And this is our first night of her new program, the Concord Lantern. Well, we can't call it the Concord Hour. It's a two-hour program every week now. Well, what's the meaning of the Concord Lantern? Because it inferences the light is still on. I won't explain it any further. If you don't understand that, then it isn't going to matter. Then maybe for you, the lights are out. I will begin this same time slot for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. And so I hope you'll stay with us. So let's go back to the question. What is the greatest threat to America? Well, interestingly enough, it's a follow-up to that which we've just discussed. Congressional leaders are revealing what they believe to be the greatest threat currently facing this country. China topped the list, but other bad actors, including Iran and Russia, are a major concern. And the open southern borders. Representative Ken Calvert, a chairman of the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee, exclusively revealed that China is our biggest threat. And don't kid yourself, China is coming in. They're coming in from the north. They're coming in up through Washington and Oregon. And yes, they're coming up across the Mexican border too. In this country, we need to make sure that we direct our resources and capabilities towards these threats. Not dumping all this damn money into the Ukraine and everything else. Cut the crap. It's all about money. Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, referenced the survey that was done last week. Revealed that 51% of Americans think China is the greatest threat to the U.S. Well, not just from an invasion standpoint. China certainly is a huge threat. No direct kinetic action right now with China militarily. But the global spread of China, whether it's military or economically, does and should concern Americans. House Armed Services Committee ranking member Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington, said there is not a single greatest threat rather than the combination. So this is interesting. We've got both Democrats and Republicans agreeing on this massive issue. Smith stated that he thinks the greatest threat to the U.S. is the effort of China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and various terrorist groups working together to push us out, to reduce U.S. influence, to try to get us out of the Middle East, out of Asia, out of Europe. Well, maybe we got our fingers in too damn many pots, and we can't even take care of our own pot at home. Smith is one of the top Democrats who explained the threat is the coalition among those various countries that are attempting to force this new world order. He cited Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a top threat, also worrying other countries. China's territorial plans worldwide. Iran is destabilizing governments across the Middle East, which is another major concern for the U.S. Because we've stuck our fingers in too damn many pots around the rest of the world, people. We can't even take care of our own problems. And we think we're going to take care of everyone else's problems. Or maybe control the way those various governments act in our best interests. Iran's destabilizing governments across the Middle East. That's a big concern for this country. Senator Deb Fisher, Republican from Nebraska, similarly responded that there are a number of threats. It's a combination of things. When we look at a nation state like China, the influence that they are gaining militarily, also with commerce, that is a huge threat to us. Yes, with commerce, they're injecting so many of their damn products into this country, we're screwed, blued, and tattooed. And she goes on to babble about Russia's belligerence and aggression towards Ukraine. That should be a concern to everyone. And the United States' nuclear competitors, China and Russia, well, those are her main targets. Senator Kevin Cramer from North Dakota said that although there are security challenges abroad, the United States' own southern border is becoming the most imminent threat. Yes. Because a lot of these people from these other countries are coming from those other countries, coming across our southern border. And we can go on and on and on with all of this. It frustrates me beyond belief. How can we not see this stuff coming? There's so much going on, it just goes right over the heads of the average American. Because they tune into the regular 6 o'clock news. And they buy into what they're told. Which is 99% BS. And only because this is Maggie Rose's program, I'll only use the letters BS. My friends, I just don't see at what point in time that we the people, and I guess I specifically almost make greater reference to our elected official dumb. And that's what they are, official dumb, because they're getting their little pockets lined with corporatocracy from around the world. One person said that Biden's administration is the greatest threat to this nation. Another person said this is progressive liberalism, hands down. Somebody else says MAGA Republicans are the biggest threat. Trump tried to overturn a Democratic election. How is he not behind bars? I don't know. Well, guess what, Mr. Atlantic? who, by the way, is from London, making the statement that Trump tried to overturn a Democratic election. I'm no fan of Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who've listened to me know that. But the fact of the matter is, the proof has more and more come out that he was not responsible. No, apparently there were 200 FBI employees that caused this January 6th stir. But I'm not going to get into that commentary. Let's talk about some of the other issues that affect us. Now we're embroiled in this mess. Israel, Palestine, Hamas. Hamas is now warned of a war of liberation, which they're telling us will be bigger than the October 7th massacre. And he says it's coming soon. An Israeli spy chief vows to kill all the terror group's leaders around the world as the mastermind behind Kibbutz massacre is eliminated. After a while, I begin to question, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Or do we have two bad guys fighting each other? Or is it two good guys? Or is it two idiots? This top Hamas official has claimed that the terror group is not far off from launching a war of liberation that he says will be bigger than the October 7th incursion into Israel. Their political bureau member, Osama Hamdan, made the stark claims in an interview with Lebanese media outlet Bel Mubasher Online. And in the interview, translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute, he promised that a war of liberation is coming, not just another October 7th, adding that he believes such an event is not far off. Now, Hamdan is in his late 50s, expresses no regret for shattering an entire division of the occupation army. That's referring to the 1,200 Israelis, almost all of whom were civilians, killed by Hamas during the October 7th incursion. The group targeted young women and children, families. They killed thousands. They kidnapped hundreds in the chaos of the incursion. Some of the videos that I've seen are just sickening. Kidnapping a 26-year-old gal from a music festival that was taking place. And they killed her. She was partying with her friends just a few hours before this festival. Years old. Partying with her friends before the Nova Festival near Kibbutz Rim in the back of a 4x4 truck. Now they killed her. They raped her. And later her bones from her skull were found. More stories. This gal was on a motorcycle and she was screaming, "Don't kill me." Nobody knows at this point if and where she's being held or even if she's alive. She was one of the more than 100 hostages released by Hamas last week in exchange for a temporary ceasefire. So she lived. But the horror stories that we're reading and hearing about are not good. Absolutely not good. And so the Hamas political leader's stark warning comes as Israel's spy chief has vowed to hunt down and kill the terror group's leaders wherever they are in the world, even if it takes years. The whole world's out to kill each other. Nobody can get along. Nobody can sit down at a table and come to some agreements and negotiations of what's good for the people in general and the nations. These guys are saying that Benjamin Netanyahu will stand trial as a war criminal. Unreal. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'll make a fight for forefathers.
enjoyable tunes. I survive. I live with music. It's a way to do things. Welcome back. Jeff Bennett filling in for Maggie Rose on the Concord Lantern. That's the new name of this program. That decision was made this afternoon by Maggie. Didn't know what she was going to do. We started sharing some ideas back and forth. The subject matter we've been discussing over the last few minutes has to do with the insanity going on between Hamas, Israel. As far as I'm concerned, they're both filthy. Each one of them's got their fingers in pots somewhere, causing and stirring up problems around the world, not just amongst themselves. The problems expand. We stick our nose into their countries. Don't think they're not going to stick theirs into ours. Just more battles that we all get sucked into. Aren't you tired of our trying to dictate global policy? And yet we've got an administration that's doing not a damn thing to secure anything in this country. Economically, spiritually, nothing. Well, time to bail out of here. I'll be back in a few minutes with the next hour of the Concord Lantern. Stay with us, won't you?
Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized your glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. Right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.